افتخار ما
People are chanting the slogans, the blood in our veins belongs to our leader. And what is being targeted by all this antagonism? What kind of nature does it have? What is it? So enemies have been doing this out of their enmity. They have mentioned our names and they have spoken about our imam, our leader, and our Islamic revolution and establishment. They have uttered the words. But the Almighty God says that they had this intention and they set out on this road with ill intentions, but ultimately they created this opportunity for us because of the curiosity that is stimulated among the audiences worldwide. Now, in Islamic countries, in our region, the Islamic awakening, where anti-arrogance sentiment reigned supreme over any other phenomenon, this is the very same sign of curiosity and seeking answers and seeking more knowledge. And this is going on. Probably the U.S. and Western intelligence apparatus may report to their seniors in such a way that they have been able to actually crush on Islamic awakening in our region. If they assume so, this would be another strategic mistake and another wrong interpretation and a misinterpretation on the part of our enemy.
بیداری اسلامی ممکن است برای مدتی در بخشی
in some parts of the Islamic world may be repressed, but without a doubt it will not be uprooted. It will further spread, and this understanding, this perception does exist in countries and among the Muslim youths in this region, so this cannot be so easily gotten rid of. Of course, they are trying, and their attempts might for a short period of time even seem to be successful, but ultimately it won't get anywhere. So this curiosity that does exist among our youths across the globe, especially in the world of Islam, regarding the phenomenon of religious democracy, this stems from the fact that the Islamic Republic was a phenomenon that has existed for 35 years when it was born, And all through these 35 years, it faced the antagonistic and violent reaction of the domineering powers in the world. Both military reaction was shown and propaganda hype that was launched and reaction, as well as economic reaction. You see the sanctions that just started to be imposed since the very early days of the Islamic Revolution. They just got intensified to date. So they showed political reaction as well. This is a forceful Western front in the face of the Islamic Revolution. It's been 35 years that front has done whatever in its power. Militarily, they have made attempts. They have contributed to the one who made an aggression against the country. Enemies in any point in the world were given support against the Islamic Revolution. There were this great propaganda campaign that was launched. There were also attempts on imposing sanctions and economic embargoes at the highest possible level. That was on an unprecedented scale. That's what they have done. But in return, the Islamic Revolution has stood in the face of all these aggressions and violent antagonism and inconsiderate enmity. The Islamic Republic continued to be, and it did not bow down to the West. It was not blackmailed by the West, and rather it made advances on a daily basis. And day after day we made progresses. So this is the what is the root cause and underlying fact about this curiosity. So political, economic, and military officials of the world, they just join hands, and they for 35 years they made attempts against an establishment or a country, and despite all their efforts, and that government did not only was not only destroyed, but it just got stronger and stronger, and it and that country even did not take them seriously.